Here in the United States, scientists have taken an important step in showing that custom-made clone tissue may someday be useful for treating disease. Even though a clone is an almost perfect twin of another animal, there is a small amount of genetic material that's different. And the new research shows that that difference is not enough to cause transplanted tissue to be rejected. NPR's Joe Palca has more now.
Transplanting tissues and organs has become an effective technique for treating diseases. But unless a transplant comes from an identical twin, there's the possibility that genetic differences between donor and recipient may trigger an immune response that will cause the transplant to fail. Robert Lanza says that's the promise of cloning. Clone tissue would be nearly genetically identical to the person whose cell was used to create the clone.
So the ability to generate immunologically compatible cells using cloning, of course, would overcome one of the major scientific challenges in transplantation medicine, namely the problem of organ and tissue rejection.
Lanza is medical director of Advanced Cell Technology, a biotech company that's trying to develop cloning techniques to treat human diseases. But before you do work in humans, you do tests in animals. The work Lanza reports in the online edition of the journal Nature Biotechnology is with cattle. Lanza and his colleagues took skin cells from a steer's ear and used the DNA from those cells to replace the DNA in a cow's egg. The resulting embryo was genetically identical to the donor steer, except in one small respect. Some of the DNA in the embryo didn't come from the steer's ear cell. It came from special structures called mitochondria inside the cow's egg. The embryo was implanted into a cow's uterus, then scientists implanted tissue from the developing fetus into the donor steer. Lanza says he didn't think the genetic material from the mitochondria would cause the tissue to be rejected, but he had to be sure.
The acid test is always the clinical outcome. Does it actually work? And the answer, it turns out, is yes. The clone tissues all survived despite the presence of the foreign DNA.
Not only did the tissue survive, says Lanza, but fetal kidney cells showed signs of working like a kidney after they were transplanted into the steer. Now, this work did not use embryonic stem cells, the kind of cells that would be used in human therapeutic cloning. But Lanza says these results suggest stem cells from a cloned human embryo may likewise overcome the problem of immune rejection.
Before now, this was purely theoretical. We really didn't have any idea whether this technology would work or not. So this was, you know, welcome news, of course, to us, because cows have a very sophisticated immune system. So it's an excellent test as to whether or not we would see this problem in humans.
Lanza's enthusiasm for the positive outcome from this experiment is fueled at least in part by the fact that his company has bet its financial future on making so-called therapeutic cloning a reality. But Columbia University's Eric Schoen says Lanza's work is an important, if small, step. Schoen studies mitochondrial DNA, the foreign DNA in Lanza's experiment, and has been called on by scientific committees to provide expert advice on the mitochondrial DNA problem.
I still hold to my initial view that the mitochondria are not going to be a huge problem immunologically. If there is an immunological problem, it'll come from elsewhere, far more likely than from the mitochondrial source.
Of course, therapeutic cloning's largest hurdle may not be immunologic rejection or any other scientific problem. The Senate is expected to take up legislation soon that would ban human therapeutic cloning. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.